to start the fire.
Did you ever have to clean the chimney out? I bet that was a job.
Yeah, well, not too often. Not too often.
Was your chimney raised or was it on the floor?
Oh, no, the chimney would start from the ground.
Awesome.
See, a brick chimney or a mud chimney would start from the ground up, you see.
The black stuff you got on the on your face?
Soot?
Yeah, got that all over your face when you're cleaning it out.
Yeah, but I don't mind cleaning it. A brick chimney, you wouldn't have to do that hardly, you see. Because if you build a bigger fire in there, you see, it'll keep that chimney might near clean all the time.
Okay.
It would burn all of that, you see.
Yeah. I heard somebody told me that the birds get up in there and build nests.
Yeah, oh yeah. A little old, well, some right now, we call them rain birds when I was young, or thunderbirds. You know, you've heard about the little thunderbirds. In fact, full name was called Thunderbird, but a little Thunderbird was like that. During the summer, they would build a nest in that.
Yeah.
The hole of the chimney at the top was at least a brick chimney. Or maybe 10 by 14 inches, you know, smoke would come up.
Yeah.
And the mud chimney was might near, well, a little bigger, maybe.
Yeah. Did you have to cut the wood?
Oh yeah.
Tell me about that. What did you have to do it?
Well, that in that time was with a cross cut saw.
Yeah.
Two men. You get two men, one on each hand, cut wood in the woods and throw your tree down and cut it the length you wanted, 2 foot, 20, whatever you wanted your wood, how long you wanted your wood, you see. Then your stove, you had to cut some stove wood too, which was smaller. And you would cut that smaller for your stove, wooden stove.
Yeah.
See? Generally, people would cut all that wood in the fall, just right now. In other words, between, it would be idle between harvest time and, after it had laid by the, you know, finished cultivating the crops, in between, like right now, before the harvest time, that's what they used to do. Get ready for winter, you know, they would cut their wood. Sometimes maybe two farmers would get together, you see. They would work for each a load, maybe a load of wood for this fellow one day. Next day the other fellow would cut his load, you see.
A load, what was that?
The wagon load.
I see. Sir, you were talking about the, when you got it, how did you get it back to the house? You had to have plenty of kindling, fat wood, and plenty of what?
Well, we had a regular firewood, you know, that, your firewood for the chimney place. You would split it, you would cut a log, a big tree down, you see, and then you would split them like you want, big like you want, you see. Okay. But you wouldn't split some too small because when it was real cold in the winter, you would keep fire all day long, so it would burn too fast if it was small, you see.
Yeah.
And this, for the stove, when you wanted that, in fact, well, the stove would use about a 15 inch long, but that was a little small, you know.
I see. What ran from the stove to the did the stove have a
stove pipe.
I see. And it ran up through what?
Through the roof, through here, you see?
Yeah.
Through the ceiling. Most of them would go through the ceiling and through the top of the house. You had your stacks, smoke stacks coming out.
Wouldn't it catch on fire? Or?
Well, they had the special flange they would put on there. You could buy that so it wouldn't catch on fire, you see?
I see. Well, did you have a place where you stored your wood, or?
No. You see, we would just put the stack it, in other words, stack it out in the yard.
Yes.
The wood. And at night, we'd bring it in. So if it was wet, raining all night, it would be bad. But you see here, the reason I imagine we didn't store the wood, it wouldn't be covered with snow like some up north, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have much snow here, so.
And don't have any. I've never seen snow in my life.
Oh, we had some big snows here, man. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, we had maybe, yeah, quite a bit of snow.
I've never seen where I'm from. Never seen snow in my life.